It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Elder Nachiyunde, welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Elder Nachiyunde, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Elder?
Yes, yes.
Ah, good. Welcome back and thank you very much once again for talking to us, Mdal. Today we're talking about the Sabbath and technology. What relationship exists between the Sabbath and technology?
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. And good afternoon, listeners. When we talk about the Sabbath and technology, we are simply looking at issues that are to do with electronic devices such as smartphones, tablets, cameras, including the internet, where in the verge of Sabbath worship, these are actually used by members to do live streams of sermons, Bible studies, seminars, and other church activities, where information is shared on other media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Skype, Twitter, YouTube, and other platforms for purposes of evangelism. Then electronic devices and also digital technology can also be used to hold radio and telecrusades where they are equally shared on different platforms. For instance, we had a televangelism platform that was done by Pastor Melashenko around 2008-2009. So actually technology can be used to advance the work of God, including also issues that happen around the Sabbath day.
Okay. So let's get into it, Mdala. In the context of the Sabbath, how do individuals and communities navigate the use of electronic devices and digital technology as you've just outlined? Is it forbidden to use these devices? Is it permissible? How do we navigate that?
Okay. I think personally, I haven't come across any written document that gives a restriction in terms of how people are to use electronic devices, right, and the digital technology in terms of sharing information and even during worship times.
Right.
However, it's important to mention that the major instance of members actually meeting is to worship. And then as people come to worship, they need to understand that they are coming to worship a high and lofty God who should be actually worshipped in a way that is befitting his status as a creator and redeemer. We need to understand that as we meet on Sabbath, we are meeting to worship God in a way that is showing that He is our Creator and Redeemer. And that's why Exodus 28:11 starts with the word remember, implying that we should remember to keep the day holy. And how do we do this? The biblical counsel, when we go to 1 Corinthians 10:31, says, whatever we do should be done to glorify God. So usage of these electronic devices, okay, if their usage are meant to prepare and deliver sermons and studies that are meant to help church members grow spiritually. However, it becomes a problem when we take usage of these for personal ego and gratification, where at the end of the day, we lose sight of why we are there to worship. Then technology can also make life easier. However, when abused, it makes people be restless. We have situations where in the middle of a ceremony, some members actually seen to be surfing or even browsing on the internet, where they are connecting with their colleagues. So literally that actually belittles their creator. Does not to show reverence, because when we are in the church worshiping, we should do our best that even whatever is entrusted in our care should be used to glorify the giver, who is God himself.
Right. Wow. Okay. So do some religious communities encourage the use of technology on the Sabbath purpose for purposes like virtual worship, communication, education? What about those purposes, those reasons, Mdad?
Okay. Yes, some the usage of digital devices are actually come on board, especially amidst global pandemics. The internet has actually become a lifeline in which virtual worship is actually organized. Meetings and other churches are coming together where members can actually worship away from the church setup where there is no physical interaction. So this is actually encouraged in a way to avoid physical contacts, especially when there are suspensions over the literal worship because of pandemics. For instance, during the COVID-19, many countries had actually raised restrictions on public gatherings. So churches went on to use digital platforms to encourage members to worship.
Right.
So that is actually something that can be used. And then also, church members can also use electronic devices and the digital technology, including the internet, to access quality materials such as sermons, Bible studies, on various topics such as family life, stewardship, for their spiritual growth. And there are also application packages which they can use, such as Ellen White Estates and also the Adventist Toolbox. These applications can be used for members to actually gain spiritual growth, which is actually something that is encouraging.
Right. Seeing what you have highlighted before of these temptations and things that could lead us astray, like navigating and perusing other apps on our devices, how do individuals balance the convenience and benefits of technology with the desire to observe a day of rest on the Sabbath, Mda?
Okay. So generally at the individual level, church members are supposed to understand that technology on its own is very good, especially when used in the right way. On the contrary, when it's abused, is something which is not okay. So meaning how they need to strike a balance. Number one, they need to understand that during worship, if they are not using their gadgets and devices to either prepare or deliver sermons and studies, it's imperative that they can actually put them aside so that they dedicate time to worship their Creator. And then in events where that has been done, they also need to strike a balance and understand that out of the many packages, websites, and other softwares, these can actually provide a better access to find the word of God, which is actually configurable in every place.
Right.
However, worshippers at times prefer to use their gadgets to study the Bible, contrary to using a physical one. And then they need to understand that as they use their devices are also loaded with other applications, which may actually tempt them to navigate and actually shift.
Sure. Okay. Final question, and I'll let you go, my elder. How has the introduction of technology impacted the traditional understanding and observance of the Sabbath in contemporary society?
Okay, especially to the old folk who grew in the time where technology had not advanced to this level. I've had challenges embracing technological issues when it comes to usage in the church and also in this, the area of evangelism. Because they think it's actually un-Christian to do so.
Right.
However, there is need to understand that modern technology does not replace the Bible or the areas of witnessing or evangelism.
Right.
It is not God versus technology. Technology is simply there to help us actually do better in God's way, reaching the world through technological advancements.
Right.
So, contrary to their perceptions, technology, once used in a very rightful way, is actually a quicker way of reaching masses.
Okay. So, we need to just accept it's here. And it's here to stay, I suppose. All right. Thank you very much, Mdala. Please pray for us as we close.
Thank you, Lord. Our gracious and heavenly Master, we want to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to be among the living. We want to pray, Father, in a special way, first of all, acknowledging our sinfulness, that you may be able to forgive our sins that we've committed in our lives. May you accept us the way we are and transform our lives in order to develop in us characters that are suitable to enter heaven. This afternoon, dear Master, we are grateful once more for allowing us to discuss your word in relation to Sabbath observance amidst advancements in technology. May you bless us, dear Master, in a way that we be able to worship you with our possessions, including our electronic devices and gadgets, so that whatever we do will be something that will bring glory unto your name. May your name be exalted, for we pray in the dearest name of Jesus Christ, our friend and Savior, for your will to be done. Amen.
Amen. Mdalwam, thank you very much for your lessons. They are always, always eye-opening, and we pray that God blesses you throughout
thank
the week.
So
we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Mdal.
Okay, good day.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.